Today we say hello to our friends in Southwest Iowa. Folks there have been tuning into their radios for decades to hear the story of two rival nursery and seed operations who built their own radio stations to reach thousands of customers. The story of what grew from that competition is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
It's some of the most fertile land in the country.
The area around Shenandoah is blessed with very deep soil, and that kind of prompted the idea of the seed nursery business. And at one time, there were five different nurseries in Shenandoah, Earl May Seed and Nursery and the Henry Field Seed and Nursery being two main ones.
As Tom Beavers explains, those two nursery companies actually helped found two very large radio stations in the early days of broadcasting.
Henry Field knew that if he could reach out by radio, he could attract customers to come to Shenandoah. He was very successful in the early years. He would get as much as 10,000 people coming to Shenandoah for a Henry Field Nursery Jubilee and KFNF.
Earl May saw the success Field had with radio promotion. He began with some broadcasts in Omaha, then came back to Shenandoah to found his own station to rival Field.
In 1925, he started KMA Radio, 960 on the dial, and that's the same as our elevation, 960 above sea level. Built the studio in 1927, and he then, like Henry Field, took it upon himself to do the Jubilees.
The stations promoted Field and May, and listeners tuned in from miles and miles away.
They got into sort of a rivalry. How many can you draw, Henry? Well, Earl, I don't know, but let's see. So one of them would have a fall Jubilee and one would have a spring, or vice versa.
But the crowds and the broadcasting legacy were just beginning. More next time as we travel the countryside in Shenandoah, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.